Thunder Bay, a rally for pro-choice will be staged on Saturday afternoon at Waverly Park. Organizers say the event, scheduled to begin at 2 p.m., is the result of the U.S. Supreme Court's expected ruling against Roe v. Wade ruling, a landmark 1973 decision that paved the way for legalized abortion across the United States. Several states in recent years have passed increasingly restrictive abortion laws, and many of them, all Republican-controlled, will likely outlaw them altogether should Roe v. Wade fall. Earlier this week, a leaked draft opinion, penned by conservative Justice Samuel Alito, became public, indicating the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to strike down Roe v. Wade and send abortion laws back to individual states. In many states, abortions will be banned outright should Roe v. Wade be struck down. While abortions are legal in Canada, organizers of Saturday's rally say they want to show support for American women and their right to choose. There's also concerns the far right in Canada may try to use the American decision to reopen the abortion debate north of the border. Many outside of the United States have been watching horrified at the impending decision overturning Roe v. Wade. And wondering, is a woman's right to choose in danger in Canada? Let's join together and raise our voice. We will not go back to the days of not having control over our bodies, organizers wrote on the event's Facebook page. The event is being organized by the Rainbow Collective. At least one prominent local politician has expressed concern about the decision to revisit Roe v. Wade, but reiterated that abortion will remain protected in Canada. Liberal Patty Haidu, the MP for Thunder Bay Superior North, on Tuesday said as a woman, the decision to scrap Roe v. Wade is devastating, frightening, heartbreaking and concerning. I can tell you I woke up this morning deeply concerned and deeply committed to continuing the defense of women's right to choose here in this country, said Haidu, noting it's been a priority of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau since he was first elected to lead the country in 2015. Haidu, the Indigenous Services Minister, said in her previous role as Health Minister she had to step in when Alberta attempted to restrict access to abortions in 2019. This is a right that women depend on for autonomy in so many ways, so I'm proud to be part of a government that understands that and will continue to work to strengthen women's rights in this country, Haidu said. According to worldpopulationview.com, Canada performs 15.2 abortions per 1,000 women. In the United States, the number is 20.8.